for example, said, don't be discouraged in doing what is right. As we continue this morning to read about how his strong words and of advice to his people in Thessalonians, we also read about Jesus warning not to be deceived. I believe the message is quite clear. How many times have you felt the discouragement when you felt this is the right thing to do, but yet everyone around you is telling you, don't do that, don't do that. Don't be discouraged in doing what is right. Pray with a fervent heart that you are doing according to what God wants you to do. So don't be deceived by your own self by saying, I'm doing what is right because someone has said, oh, this is what you should do. Get on your knees and pray for God's direction to do what is right. And then when you feel that calling, go after it. Go after it. I absolutely 100% believe in divine guidance. I believe that there but for the grace of God go I. I believe that if there's many times in my life I have done some really stupid things, and I recognize I've done those stupid things. But then there's other times where I realize, well, this might appear to be stupid to others, but it's the right thing. It's the right thing to do. Paul has gone from being kind to the Thessalonians in the first Thessalonia to being a little bit harder. He says, if you don't work, you don't eat. If you're going to worship idols, you're falling away from the Word of God. He said, don't be discouraged in doing what is right. Do what we used to do. We weren't undisciplined, were we? But yet, you know, he said, some of you are becoming undisciplined. Some of you are falling away from the will of God. And I strongly recommend to you to get back on the correct path towards righteousness. Now, Paul didn't exactly say in those words, but that's pretty close. Have you ever been in a situation where something that you say seemed like it just came out of the blue? Yeah. Do you think that perhaps maybe it's God's putting His words in your mouth at the time and saying, you know what? I'm going to help you out. And that's exactly what Jesus was saying. You're going to get persecuted. You're going to get condemned for your beliefs one way or the other. You're going to get in trouble by the law, so to speak, or by the human condition. You know, people believe in everything, right? They believe in what the media says. The media says, this is it. And so we all sort of believe it. Don't be deceived by the media. Don't be deceived by what someone on earth is saying, but stay true to your beliefs. Stay focused on your beliefs. And your beliefs should be in line with what God has in store for you. So when the time comes where the evil one is at his or her top, I'm trying not to be gender specific here, his or her top, we have got to be willing to let God come into our lives and give us the words that will heal a nation. So my prayer is like Jesus said, is make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. Watch out that you're not deceived, and hold fast to your beliefs to gain your lives. Let us pray.